This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, my friends, we Muslims have been created for the benefit of all of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, maintainer, protector, Rabbul Alameen, mentioned this in the Quran in Surah Al Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means you Muslims are the best of people and you have been created for the benefit of people. You have been created, extracted, selected for the benefit of people. And what do? You enjoin, you advise, you teach, you promote all that is good, and you forbid and you prevent all that is evil. And you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to remind myself and you that something which fulfills the purpose of its creation is valued, and it is protected, and it is something that people are happy about. And something which stops serving the purpose of its creation is relegated to the junkyard and the garbage heap. Now, second point to note is that in this ayah, Allah did three things. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not restrict amar bil maruf and nahi anil munkar, enjoining good and forbidding evil. Allah did not restrict it to religious matters alone. So amar bil maruf and nahi anil munkar is not only halal and haram in Islam. It is that also, obviously, but it relates to any matter which is beneficial to humanity in whichever way. And what is beneficial and not beneficial is based on the boundaries of Islam and Islamic law and practice. Because Islamic law and practice does not change over time. Something which was considered evil at one point in time does not suddenly become good at another point in time. For example, we have a living example of that right now here in the United States and in Canada, where recreational use of marijuana has been made legal. Just go back in your memory, people like me can easily do that. Go back in your memory 50 years to the 60s and ask a simple question: what were the hippies imprisoned for? Recreational use of marijuana, otherwise called a pot party. What was illegal? What people spent, in some cases, long periods of time in prison, is today legal and promoted widely and wildly. Islam does not follow such fads and fancies. The laws of Islam are good for all time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, promote all that is good within the framework of Islam and prevent all that is evil within the framework of Islam. So the first thing is promoting good and forbidding evil. Second thing in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not hold us accountable for our success in doing so. Allah did not say promote good until you are successful. Allah said promote good. See, Allah, I have been doing it for the last 50 years. Nobody listens to me. No problem. You keep doing it. To bring about change is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I have been trying to prevent evil for the last 100 years. Keep doing it. Third thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put a condition to say, promote good and forbid evil as long as you have authority, as long as you are the government, as long as you are the ruler, as long as you are wealthy, as long as you are a male or a female, as long as you are educated, as long as this, as long as that, as long as nothing. Promote good and forbid evil irrespective of your own personal condition. Do it to the best of your ability within the framework of your existence. If you are a ruler, do it like a ruler should do. If you are the rule, do it like the rule should do. If you are wealthy, spend your wealth. If you do not have wealth, spend your time and your energy for both, and so on and so forth. So three things. Number one, do it and continue to do that. Number two, don't worry about results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not hold you accountable for results, only for the effort. Number three, do the effort no matter what your personal condition might be in. Now, I want to explain this to you by giving you an example. Because you might say, this happens to a lot of us. We do, alhamdulillah, a lot of good work. And we continue to do it. And may Allah protect us. For many of us, we don't see results. Right? Nobody listens to us. You keep talking, people just keep doing what they want to do. We don't see any results. We're trying to help some people. It doesn't happen. People who you want to help don't even seem to want to be helped, because they keep doing negative stuff and so on and so forth. Different kinds of things. I don't want to go into all the details. But the point is, you're making a lot of effort and you do not find any appreciable result. What is the consequence of that? You give up. Donor fatigue, worker fatigue, and so on and so forth. We give up. You say there's no point in doing this. Just forget it. It's not going to happen. Now, this is a very, very big mistake. And this is one of the most successful ploys and games of Shaitan, who wants to stop you from doing good. Now, let me give you an example. I'm sure all of us who come from our lands, from the Middle East, from the Far East, from places like India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and so on, we have seen this. What I'm about to describe, we have all seen this, not once, multiple times. And what is that? Did you ever go into a shop, a grocery shop, to buy grain, to buy rice or wheat or something? Yes, you did. What did you see? Let me describe to you what you would have seen multiple times. I don't know if you reflected on that. Now reflect on it. What did you see? You went to the shop and you said to the guy, I want 20 kilograms of rice. He says, fine. He takes the balance, and you know the balance, two pans in the balance, one flat pan and one pan which is like a bucket in which the grain is poured. He takes the balance, he puts the 20 kilogram weight into the flat pan. The flat pan sits on the countertop, the bucket pan is up in the air. Then the man takes the rice with a scoop and he pours it into the bucket pan. And he goes on pouring, and you are watching. Now, according to you, if you are thinking, you say, well, you know, he must have put in 2 kilos, he must have now put in 5 kilos, now he must have put in 10 kilos, and you say, there is no difference, I don't see any change in the orientation of the pans. This flat pan is sitting safe and secure on the countertop, and this bucket pan is up in the air, nothing is happening. Right? Nothing is happening. No change. You do not see any effect of this man's effort and this man's contribution of the rice that he is pouring into the bucket pan. But think about this. Have you ever encountered a situation where that man, after pouring in 10 kilos, 15 kilos, 18 kilos maybe, he tells you, you know what? This doesn't work. This doesn't work. Go somewhere else. I can't do anything more. You have seen, I'm working so hard. You are my witness. I'm working so sincerely. But nothing is happening. The pans are just like this. So forget it. This doesn't happen. This is not going to fly. Leave it. Go somewhere else. Did this ever happen to you? If it happened, what would you say? You would say the man is a nutcase. You say, come on, give me a break. Are you joking or something? Just put in the rice. Put in more. Then what happened? What do you see? You see, the man doesn't have this conversation with you. He keeps on pouring rice until now the pans are like this. And that's when he's put in 19 and a half kilos. After that, you see there is a movement. And the pans are now coming, the bucket pan is coming down, and this flat pan is now rising up. Now what does the man do? He stops using the scoop, he takes the rice in his hand and he throws in a few grains at a time until the pans are now level, and the man throws in a few more grains because he wants you to feel happy that you got more than you paid for, and now this pan is down here, the flat pan with the weight is up here, and the man gives you your 20 kilograms plus a few grams more of rice and you go away happily. Tell me, how many times did you see this? Now, reflect on this. In this scene which I described for you, which you must have seen a million times, I did myself, there are two inviolable, two absolute truths and two absolute rules. And what is that? The first rule, until 19.5, until 19 and a half kilograms, nothing will happen. That's the first rule. Until 19 and a half kilograms, nothing will happen. And the second rule is, at 20 kilograms, the pan will come down. It will, the balance will tip in your favor. What are the two rules? Now memorize this. What are the two rules? Until 19 and a half kilograms, nothing will happen. And at 20 kilograms, the balance will tip in your favor. What must you do? Keep on pouring the rice. What must you do? Keep on pouring the rice into the pan. Don't stop. Do not stop. No fatigue. Don't slow down. Keep on pouring the rice until you see the result, and you will see the result. There is no doubt about this. I'm giving you a live example of what we see all the time. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this rule. And that is why, my brothers and sisters, when we meet Allah, we will not be asked what happened. Because He knows what happened. He is witness to what happened. He doesn't need you to tell Him what happened. We will not be asked what happened. We will be asked, what did you do? What did you do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, did not hold us accountable for results. He will hold us accountable for effort. So my submission to you is, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. By all means, look at your methods, see if you need to change a method, see if you need to introduce a new method, see if you need to alter how you do something. All of that is legitimate. That is part of doing. To assess your work, to change the way in which you work, is all legitimate. What is not legitimate is to stop working. Because one thing for sure, as long as you keep on pouring rice, this pan will come down. And the opposite is equally sure. If you stop pouring in the rice, this pan will never come down. Will never come down. So my submission to you is, remember this. Allah will not ask you what happened. He will ask you, what did you do? So keep doing it. Keep making dua. Make tahajjud fard on yourself. Pray tahajjud. Weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sujood. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. And continue to do your best. This is what we should do. In any field that we are in, don't worry about the results. The results have to come. It is inevitable. There is no force on the face of the earth which can stop the results, provided we work with perseverance. That is the key. Work with perseverance. Sustained effort. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of His treasures for you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you from places that you could not imagine. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you muttaqoon, for whom He said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. In Surah Talaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract him from his difficulty and will provide him from sources that he could not imagine. And the one who has tawakkul on Allah, who trusts and completely and totally relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for him. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ